You are about to hear another teaching on Praying for Our Nation by Bill Arsenault, pastor of FaithWorks Center, just west of Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. You will hear about how taking responsibility for praying for our nation, we can help establish the kingdom of God in Canada. Now let's get right to the teaching.
Hi, it's good to be with you again. So I'm thinking about this nation of Canada that we live in. We are so blessed. There are so many things that are really awesome about our nation, and most of the countries of the world would envy the things that we enjoy on an ongoing basis, the beauty of our nation, even the government of our nation, although we, you know, many times we would say that there are a lot of negative things about our government. There are many things that most of the world would love to have as a part of their government that are happening here. This Easter season that we're in, this Resurrection Sunday, I like to call it, speaks to us about so many things, about the, you know, not only the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is a historic fact, but also it speaks to us of new things that we can dream about and enter into in the days ahead. And with coming down to the final weeks of the election campaign, we can have an excitement about what's going to happen on election day and about how God may move individuals into positions to be able to bring our nation into a place of wholeness. You know, one thing about the Resurrection Sunday is that, well, one thing about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ really is a historic fact. It's not a matter of faith. When we look even in the scriptures and historically, things are proven out that there was a man who died and he rose again. We have witnesses. We have a time frame. We know when it was. We know what day of the week it would happen. We have witnesses to the event. We have collaboration in many ways of people speaking about the life and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only element that we add to it when our faith comes in is whether we choose to believe it or not, whether we choose to receive it, whether we choose to participate and partake of the benefits that come through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's an awesome, awesome experience that I pray that people might be able to hear the message of the resurrection of Jesus and realize that they have an opportunity to be able to participate in the benefits that Jesus paid for even as he rose from the dead. You know, when it comes to our own nation as well, we can have faith that God is going to do things within our nation to bring it to its desired end, to bring it to its destined end. In Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 19, the scripture says, "I have always wanted to treat you as my children and give you the best land, the most beautiful on earth. I wanted you to call me Father and not turn from me." Now, this scripture, of course, was said to the nation of Israel, but you know, if God can say that to one nation, it certainly would seem to me that he could speak to that concerning any nation that would turn to him and that would honor him and call him Father. And I believe that's the destiny that God has for our nation, that we would be a nation that would call him Father, that would turn to him. And because, you know, the evidence of the fact that our land is a beautiful land, and it almost seems like it's the best land in the world that we could possibly live in. God has given us that. So he has done his part. He has done his part in fulfilling even of this scripture. Our part is to, as a nation, turn to him, call him Father, and stay with him. As we continue, I just want to go to, again, another recent Sunday morning service that we had in our church. As we continue our session, let's go right into our last Sunday morning service where we spoke about prayer and the importance of holding our nation before God. Hallelujah. Lord, you are so holy, God. You are so holy, Lord, and we thank you, Father, for you making a way so that we could come in and participate in your holiness, God, that we could partake of your holiness, that we could receive from your holiness, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing, God, that helps us to be able to receive from you, Father, this day in the name of Jesus Christ. We worship you, Lord. We give you thanks and praise. You are the true King of Kings, and you are through Lord of Lords. And Lord, we ask, dear Father, that even as a nation we might come to you, God, that we might come and be a nation that might be able to receive from your holiness. Lord, that you would move our nation of Canada into such a place where we would be able to experience the holiness of God in our land, dear Father. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that Jesus would be acknowledged as King of Kings and Lord of Lords over our nation, we pray in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for you stirring in the hearts of the people to be able to pray for our nation, to hold our nation before you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You can be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, our nation is going through an election campaign right now, and I hope you're praying for those who are being involved. And we've mentioned many times that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Therefore, we want righteousness to reign in our land. We want righteousness to prevail in our land so that we will see the things of God accomplished, the things that he has on his heart for this land. And you know, sometimes you and I have to forego our own plans in order to see the plans of the Lord come about, not only in our life, but in the nation as well. And so we want to make sure that we are praying for God's destiny for our nation. You know, the nation of Israel prayed for a king, or they asked for a king. They asked the prophet Samuel for a king at one time, and God didn't want to give them a king. But they cried out for a king. And so God said, give them what they want. And so I'm convinced the nation of Canada is going to get what they want too, what they're crying out for. And so I hope you're crying out for a righteous government to come in, a people who will stand for the standards of the kingdom of God, that righteousness will prevail, that righteousness will be the standard. You know, the book of Hebrews says that the scepter of the kingdom, of his kingdom, is a scepter of righteousness. So could we have a scepter of righteousness? Could we have a standard of righteousness raised up in the nation of Canada that would that other nations would look at and see that there is a righteous standard held in the nation of Canada, that the laws of the land are coming in line with the kingdom of God so that there'd be a righteous standard. And that begins with you and I. Just as God said, give the nation of Israel the king that they're crying for, he was interested in what they were crying for. He was interested in the hearts of the individual people in the same way today. As we are a nation of Canada, God is interested what's in the individual hearts of the people, of the citizens of the nation of Canada. And he's hearing what's in our hearts. He knows. You know, the Bible says that man looks at the outside, but God looks at the heart. So right now, he's looking at the heart of the nation to see what the heart of the nation is crying out for. He's looking at the mothers and the fathers and the children, and he's looking at the teachers, and he's looking at the hospital workers, and he's looking at the politicians. He's looking at every sector of society, and he's looking at what's in their heart, and he's looking at, do they desire a righteous standard, or they are in it for the dollar? He's looking at those things right now. He's preparing us. He's preparing a people to cry out whatever is in their heart. And so one of the things that we need to ask God for, God, put within us a righteous heart. Put within us a desire to see the righteousness of the standard of the kingdom of God prevail in the nation of Canada. We need to express that as much as we possibly can. I believe, you know, the scripture says that he shall have dominion from sea to sea and from the rivers to the end of the earth. I believe he's talking about the nation of Canada there. Not back then, of course, when that psalm was written, we take that as part of really our standard for a nation. And I believe the fathers of the Confederation, when they set the nation in motion, that they used that scripture. I believe that God moved upon the politicians at that time to embrace that, because God wanted to make a declaration over this land. He was the one that's actually declaring it. And when you and I stand up and declare that, then we are actually speaking out the words of God, that Jesus Christ will have dominion from the Pacific coast to the East coast, from the north to the southern borders of the nation of Canada, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. He is the Lord, and he will have dominion, praise God. And so just as people are jostling for position in their nation, silly little things are coming up. When men make mistakes, the media jumps on it and tries to blow it out of proportion and try to get things swaying one way or the other. You and I have to settle down in peace and just confidently rest in the fact that God hears our prayers and God will give the nation of Canada what it cries out for. So our place should be crying out for the things of God to take place in our nation. so that the Holy Spirit will have an opportunity to go from one end of this nation to the other, moving upon people's heart that will ultimately bring them to a place of salvation. Because really, that's what it's all about. I believe Canada is going to be a sheep nation, a nation proclaiming the things of God in the end days. And you and I can be a part of that. We're citizens of this glorious nation, but we're also citizens of heaven. And we pray, Lord, let your citizenship of heaven prevail in the nation of Canada, that the nation of Canada would come to a place where they would realize that they are also citizens of another kingdom, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Does that excite you at all? To know that, we can see God's kingdom demonstrated in the nation of Canada. We can see things take place in the nation of Canada that will that will provide a better atmosphere for your children to grow up in the days ahead. That your children won't have to be subject even to some of the things that they're subject to today. Some of the things that's going out in the educational system. I pray that in the days ahead there'll be a shift, so that some of the things that our children today, our little ones, are experiencing, that you and I will do some things and make some decisions in the nation of Canada, that there'll be a shift in what they're told is normal. Yeah. They're given what is average, but we need to get to them what's normal. What's normal for a human being to live in. What's normal? What's a normal lifestyle to live by? Not average, what is normal? And we need to pray that our educational system will turn around in such a fashion that they will give what God calls normal. See, God, you made you and I a certain way, that we are to live our lives in a certain fashion. That's normal. Not what men says is normal, but what God says is normal. And if we'll yield to those areas, God will find a way to be able to move upon the educational system, the entertainment system as well, to bring about what's normal. You know, a lot of the entertainment system today that's speaking out all kinds of junk, and you shouldn't call it entertainment at all, but that's what the media is calling normal, but it's not normal. Our entertainment system today is not normal at all. It may be average, but it's not normal. There is a difference. Well, before we go any further, we want to pray for our nation. Mike, you lead us in praying for our nation at this critical time that we're in.
Well, Father, James, it says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, given to all men liberally, unbridled, and not, and it shall be given unto him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Well, Father, we're asking for wisdom. You're the one who rises up kings and takes them and changes them, and for prime ministers, Father, you know who's supposed to be leading this country. Father, we ask for the wisdom of God to be given to your people so that we know how to pray in faith. That we can pray, Father, with all authority to see this country change, Father, so the glory of God can reign from coast to coast. We thank you, Father, as we speak in faith and we speak the things out ahead of time, asking for the sovereignty of this nation to be dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that we are ahead and not the tail, we're above and not beneath. And when we speak things, every place we put our feet, Father, we take it for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the leadership that we have in this country. We thank you for this country. We ask you, Father, we pray for the politicians right now. Speak to them in small, still part of their hearts, Father. Give them a knowing and a tugging that this is the way that the country should go. We thank you, Father, that you're raising up men and women right now to stand in leadership that can lead this country, Father, in the things of God, and for the school systems, for the police forces, Father, for the military, that there's going to be a shift. We can feel it, that this country will stand up for righteousness and truth and justice. We thank you for that. We speak it in faith now. We expect that to come, Father, when we walk into the polling office, that we're quiet for a minute to know which one we should vote for. Ask the Holy Spirit, and Father, he will give us words of wisdom and truth. We thank you, Father, that for the leadership that's going to be ruling this country and this province, and Father, that they'll see things change within themselves that they don't even realize it's going to change. And Father, that we can see a transformation of this whole country and a revival take place, Father, from coast to coast, that there will be a fire run through their hearts, Father. We'll see it in the political realm. We'll see it in the natural realm. And Father, we thank you for that, and that we're going to be sending people all over the world to preach the gospel. We ask for this in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I hope you have enjoyed this segment of Praying for Our Nation. If you'd like to hear past Praying for Our Nation teachings or other messages from our ministry, you can go to faithworkcenter.org and click on the appropriate icons. That's faithworkcenter.org. Also, you are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. at Faith Work Center, 1288 Loyalist Road. Have a wonderful day, and remember Jesus' words, with God, all things are possible.